harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 70. Today we have two breakfast recipes for your consideration. First, I'll be sharing my own unusual combination. I actually had temporarily forgotten about this recipe until recently, but in high school, I ate this many mornings. This was my morning waffle sandwich, and it is supremely filling and a great way to start the day. The ingredients are as follows. 2 frozen waffles, I typically would use Eggo whole wheat blueberry ones, 1 banana, perfectly ripe, and 2 to 3 sausage patties. At the time, I was vegetarian, so I used Morningstar maple-flavored breakfast patties, but meat definitely works as well. That's it! Super simple, and in my opinion, it's absolutely delicious. The classic preparation takes less than 5 minutes, as was necessary when I was rushing to catch my early morning ride. Pop the waffles into the toaster and the frozen sausage patties in the microwave. Of course, if you're taking raw patties, you'll need to fry them. Once the waffles are toasted, mash banana on both waffles. Break up and arrange the sausage in an even layer on one side and sandwich them together. Enjoy! Secondly, we have a green smoothie recipe from listener and DJ Doug Bernier.
Well, with everything coming on in the garden these days, I've been making green smoothies. Well, I've been listening to Sage's recipe roundup and hearing stories about mayonnaise and grape jelly sandwiches and SpaghettiOs and graham crackers and Velveeta. And that's all well and good if that's what you like, but I wanted to throw in something on the other end of the spectrum. And I start with some sweet apple cider that I had frozen from 2019, and I put some kale and mustard and parsley and New Zealand spinach, and to sweeten it up a little bit, maybe a banana and an apple and some mint and basil and whatever I happen to have handy. Put it all in the blender and let it blend. I've discovered that these mustard greens that I'm putting in really add a spicy kick, and if I'm not careful to use, if I use too much of them, it really is a little bit spicy, so I've learned to moderate the amount I put in. But every day when I make one of these, it tastes a little different depending on the mix of the greens that go in it. And in the springtime, before I might have stuff in the garden, I like to use dandelion greens and a banana and some cider. And the sweetness of the cider and banana, the ripe banana, help to temper the bitterness of the dandelion greens.
Now that's some seasonal eating. Doug was kind enough to bring in his green smoothie one day, and I can attest that it is definitely delicious. The key is the sweet apple cider, which allows you to enjoy many of the greens at once, which typically have a savory flavor. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share your own unusual combination, sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d